Hi, welcome to a Stanlib Economic Podcast on the national budget that was presented this afternoon by the Minister of Finance. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the Chief Economist within Stanlib. So in terms of the national budget, I think a couple of key things are very apparent. The first is that there has been a compromise reached on the 2% VAT hike. The minister decided to increase VAT by 0.5% this year and then by a further 0.5% next year, taking the VAT rate in total up by 1%, and that means that the VAT rate goes from 15% to 16% over a two-year period. Obviously, that is below what the minister initially proposed, which means he won't collect as much money from VAT, and because he's not going to collect quite as much money, he had to make other compromises. Those compromises, I think, fall into two key brackets. The first is he removed the benefit that was going to accrue in terms of an adjustment for fiscal drag. Fiscal drag essentially being the negative effect of inflation pushing people into higher tax brackets. He did initially provide an adjustment for the fiscal drag in the earlier February budget, but because he can't increase VAT by 2%, he's removing that benefit, and that will effectively cost the taxpayer 1.5 billion a rand a year for the next 3 years. And a lot of that burden is going to fall on the lower income earners because that's where the fiscal drag was targeted at. So in effect, while he's not increasing the VAT by a full 2%, he is clawing back some of that lost revenue in effectively more direct income tax. The second compromise that he's pushed through is that he's not putting up the social grant payments quite as much as was initially envisaged. So I'll give you, and this applies to most of the social grants. So I'll give you an example. For example, the child support grant, which is a significant element of the social grant payment. In the February budget, he said that the child support payment would go up by an average of 7.7% a year over the next 3 years, and now he's reduced that to an increase of less than 5% a year. And he's done those sorts of changes to a lot of the social payments. In effect, he's clawing back some of the social payment. It still goes up, but it just doesn't go up quite as much. And so that helps him to deal with VAT only going up by 1% instead of 2%. There were no other significant tax changes that he announced. Corporate tax, the broad range of individual income tax, all unchanged, no change to the fuel levy, road accident fund. An increase in the excise duties above the inflation rate, that was pretty much expected. And that's happened, I would argue, each year for I don't know how many years now. So there won't be any significant tax changes that would really concern the taxpayers or the investor community, and the resolution of the VAT rate is encouraging. Now, at this stage, it looks like the DA is rejecting that announcement on VAT. They said they won't support the budget in its current format, and clearly that will cause some concerns. But if you delve into it, I think there has to be a way around this or some sort of compromise. What the DA seems to be suggesting is they can accept the VAT rate, but there has to be something in the budget that focuses much more on lifting the growth dynamic of this country. And I think there are those elements around, and perhaps government can be more direct in highlighting those elements than what they currently are. So I have to believe that you can find some sort of compromise between the ANC and the DA on how to agree the overall package of measures. And I'm not convinced at this stage that it will derail the budgeting process in its entirety. We'll know some of this by the 2nd of April, when there has to be some agreement put in place in terms of the fiscal framework. And I think at that point, hopefully, we've got an element of compromise. So, yes, I understand the DA is not fully on board, but I'm trusting that a compromise can be reached. In terms of the other parameters that I think are worthwhile highlighting, the document or the budget review does contain a section on grey listing. What National Treasury is saying is there are only two items outstanding on the grey listing. They feel they will complete those two items by the middle of this year, and therefore National Treasury is confident that South Africa could be removed off the grey listing by October of this year. If that's what transpires, that would be a nice positive, and the timing of it would be very helpful. And clearly it's not within our grasp to absolutely ensure that that happens, but from National Treasury's perspective, they clearly are confident that we're moving in the right direction and that there's no need for us to remain on the task, on the grey listing for beyond the next couple of months. The other parameters I think are worthwhile highlighting is that obviously, from an expenditure point of view, expenditure is not going to go up quite as much as what was initially envisaged. It is going to go up more than the inflation rate, but there has at least been some clawback or pulling back of the expenditure parameters, helped by a moderation in the social payments increase. In terms of the overall fiscal consolidation parameters, the minister is clearly wanting to adhere to fiscal discipline. If you look at the primary budget surplus, it's expected to remain in surplus for the next few years. If you look at the budget balance, it's expected to be less of a deficit over the next 3 years and move into the 3% level in the third year. If you look at the debt to GDP ratio, it's expected to top out at 76% and then start to moderate. So all of those would indicate that the government is committed to fiscal discipline. The problem is obviously that in recent years, government has made similar utterances and haven't been able to achieve those outcomes. And so the market will be less inclined to believe that when the government sets those parameters. And so seeing is believing has become more of the mantra when we look at the budget review. But I think underlying the budget review is a genuine commitment to try and maintain fiscal discipline as much as possible. From my perspective, the big disappointment is the growth outlook. If I look at the three-year GDP number, the minister is still saying that over the next 3 years, South Africa's growth rate will not go above 2%. Now, yes, if the growth rate improves, let's say, to 1.5%, 1.6% this year, that would be great because last year we had 0.6%. But if we look on a three-year basis, the minister is still saying that 3 years out, the growth rate will not be above 2%. That's incredibly disappointing because if you think about the focus that is on infrastructure development, the focus on private-public partnership, the focus on improving Transnet, the focus on trying to get the ports working much more efficiently, if we can't deliver on any of those promises and move the growth rate above 2% in a 3 years' time, then I would say that the progress is unbelievably slow, and clearly that's going to be very disappointing. So I would like to see much more urgency being demonstrated on improving the growth dynamic of this country, because once you get that going, then obviously a whole lot of positives flow, particularly you start to improve the employment rate, broad-based increase in private sector investment, and then you would expand the tax base and make the whole fiscal dynamic a lot easier to achieve. So it all does hinge on whether or not we can improve the growth rate. What we're doing at the moment is just moving some numbers around but not changing much materially. We've got to focus on how we get the policy implemented a lot quicker, a lot more with a high degree of urgency to make a difference to the real economy. I don't think there's anything wrong with the policy framework, particularly private-public partnerships, but clearly the urgency and making this more effective has to step up a bit. And I think that's part of what the DA's anxiety is and the DA's pushback against the budget in the framework that it's been delivered. So I'm hoping that that becomes much more of the focus and we focus less on some of the specific numbers. I don't think it matters hugely in the shorter term. If we can't lift the growth rate meaningfully, then this tinkering with numbers from 1 year to the next is not going to really change the dynamic overall. It feels to me, lastly, that the markets were reasonably pleased with the outcome. If I look at the currency, it did strengthen a little bit after the budget. There was some weakness in the rand ahead of the budget, but I think the rand was reasonably comfortable with the outcome. Equally, the bond market seemed to like the net effect of what was being presented, and equities remained in positive territory. So not a huge reaction for markets, but what was there, I think, was at least some endorsement of the direction of travel. As I say, I'm hoping that we move away from some of these sort of short-term skirmishes around budget parameters and focus on what matters most to the country, and that is getting the growth rate well beyond 2% over the next couple of years so that we can lift the employment rate meaningfully, particularly formal sector employment. That's all for me. I hope it makes some sense, and we'll chat again soon.